Thanks, guys. Ben, if I can ask you to share your word with us just now, please, and anyone else who's got a sense from the Lord to share with us, please just feel free after Ben to come off mute and share with us. Ben.
Thank you, Hugh. I had a sentence from Psalm 50, 14 to 15. Fulfill your vows to me and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. The sense I got was very much God saying that all we need to do to keep our side of the bargain is just keep following the ordinances, keep following the vows, keep following the commitments, and he will honor us. He will get us through the difficulties we've been through, the difficulties we're going through, and over to the other side, so he will deliver us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
As we were listening, I felt like the Lord said to me, at least, this is particularly concerning prayer. I am with you to help you, but you have to cooperate. Something like, that's all.
Thanks, Bob. Well, a couple of good words there and a great word from Eleanor for us to be
Okay,
digesting.
I have a word, if that's all right. Am I
Listen
to?
to Mimi.
I really feel the Lord is saying, I'm not that far away. I'm right here with you. Just reach out. Just speak the first word, and I am there with you. Just speak the first word, and I am there with you.
I had a similar sense of just God's nearness, that he wanted us to know his nearness. And I was reading from Exodus 33, where Moses is in dialogue with the Lord, and the Lord answers him when he's looking for assurances of this. The Lord says, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." And Moses said, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you're pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked because I'm pleased with you and I know you by name."